的三元币。
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules for Chemist Warehouse. With the biggest range of fragrances at the lowest prices, Chemist Warehouse really is the real house of fragrances this Christmas.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete.
With Jules. Hit 92.9.
Podcast.
Yay!
Podcast. We've got to knock this out because we've got to take off. We've got to go to Japanese lessons.
Mm-hmm. Can we just...
Hi! Can we just what? You did a very wonderful thing this morning, can I just say?
What was that?
The something that you love about yourself bit.
Oh, do you like it? I thought it was, paid me out for it.
No, I thought it was lovely.
I love pulling myself. Is that the sort of stuff you're looking for?
Yeah. No, something physical that you like. I mean, if you would have said, I like my dick, then okay. I'm like, yeah.
I like my dick and I like my hand. And when I go dick plus hand... I like that even more.
Why didn't we go there?
Yeah.
Sorry, it was just a very nice thing.
No, you know, one thing that I have noticed in the last couple of weeks that I've been here is one thing that you physically say about yourself a lot is your eyes.
I do have bloody good eyes.
Yeah, it's beautiful eyes, beautiful blue eyes. And an ass like a peach.
Oh, small crack over there.
A small crack.
There was other stuff.
Nah, Jules actually did a phoner. Man, it was... It honestly rocked my world.
Changed your life, you
best
reckon?
Phoner I've ever heard.
Yeah,
like, I mean, it's not,
shut up.
What changed your life on TV?
No, I'm just like, what have you watched that, you know,
has
changed your life?
I mean, shit. Everything.
What?
That's Mix 94.5 calling.
Oh!
Ah, good morning.
Oh, morning.
Hey, happy Monday, you legends.
How was the weekend?
It was good.
Yeah?
I cartured my backyard.
What's that?
What?
Yeah, that's my next question.
How both of you don't know what cartering is?
Cartering?
High pressure hose.
High pressure hose. Oh, mate, I got stuck into
the... What are you just saying that you're high pressure hose?
Yeah,
see, if you would have said that, you knew exactly what you
would have...
Nah,
a car shard.
Yeah, what suburb are you living in?
What do you eat? It sounds like a bloody focaccia, you fool.
I know, it was good.
It could have been mowing for all I know.
I did mow too.
Oh, okay.
Got to say, like, after, oh my goodness, like, when you haven't cartured your backyard for a while and then you get stuck into it, bringing that liquid limestone back up just looks, it's
magic. You know what? I actually watch those satisfying movies.
Oh, they are satisfying videos.
Videos, yeah.
There's like the hose back and forth and the black disappears and there's all this clean concrete underneath. Oh, my God. What a great weekend.
What did you get up to, Zave?
Friday, I went into the city.
I saw what you did on Friday night.
And then...
Influencer life.
No, thank you for doing that because I didn't know.
No, and I highly recommend it.
Well, you went and saw the lights.
I highly recommend it. Well, even the city in general was absolutely heaving.
Is it every Friday? Is it every night or just every Friday night?
Every night.
Okay.
But no, Friday it was, the weather was like, it was 30 degrees or whatever, but it was absolutely heaving. I couldn't believe how busy it was. If I didn't have Ted, I would have definitely stayed in town for a few. And then Saturday night, mum and dad got P1.
Double 5 EV.
Yeah. Oh, mate, we went for dinner.
It was good.
A really good night. But then 6 o'clock, clocked on. I clocked on as a parent again, away I went.
Jeez. That actually scares me as a, like, you know, when I become a parent, of just how I'd back that up the next day.
Yeah, we went to an Italian restaurant. It was really, really nice.
And what about you, Jules? Because we haven't asked you.
I don't know. It went really well.
What'd
you
do?
Went to the beach, went for dinner, went up to Scarborough.
Where'd you go, Scarborough?
I can't remember. Some restaurant there. I was looking for oysters. I really wanted oysters.
We had oysters on Saturday. That's what Em sent me down to get oysters.
Oh, I literally went to this one place to get oysters and got there and they were like, no, sorry,
why don't you just ask me?
Oh, what? At 8 o'clock on a Saturday night, you're going to drop me off some oysters?
I'll sort you something.
I didn't know that was possible.
No.
But thank you for that.
It's always possible at Corelli's.
Wait till tonight.
All right. Hey, what did you get up to on the weekend? You listening right now, 13 10 60, maybe you got a story to tell us.
Did you go to the basketball game yesterday?
Yeah.
My first game.
Did you go grab a Big Mac? Because it was McHappy Day over the weekend as well. We were out at Melville. $50 on the line right now. Did you catch your backyard?
Oh,
did you use a gurney?
$50.
Jeez, don't make it sound so bogan.
$50 right now, 13 10 60. Open lines are open.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete.
With Jules on Hit 92.9.
This is The Open Line with Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. On Hit 92.9.
Talk about whatever you want to talk about this Monday morning. $50 here on the table as well. We're going to give somebody, Josh in Vic Park. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Oh, what about that positivity?
Yeah.
I love it, Josh.
Oh, thank you.
What are you up to?
I'm driving to work.
What do you do?
I work in a call center and I've just had my mate's bucks party on the weekend.
Oh, tell us about it. What you do?
Oh, we got drunk and played paintball.
Oh, jeez. Did you make him do that? What do they call it when they have to run out the front and
when
shoot
remember Pete quit on us?
Yeah.
I didn't. And I came back.
You quit buddy. On us.
All right. Yeah, good on you. Josh, you got a fun fact for us, mate?
I do. One of the dudes was a bit oversharing, but he did give a fun fact on the weekend.
Yeah.
Said that the entire world's population, if it was all together, could fit in Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah.
What, like standing, like can actually live, or are we talking just standing side by side?
I reckon he's talking sardines, but still.
Yeah.
The entire
there
world's
you go.
What is that's a thank you, Josh. What is the world's population at the moment? What's the current?
Someone
world?
Look at that up.
Oh,
while you look
at
that, I actually found out a fun fact on the weekend when I was in my DD. That
7.5 bill.
A dentist invented fairy floss.
Yeah, to get people to go back to see them.
Yeah. Anyway, that was it.
Sorry, enjoyed it.
That was it. I got. But how many people are there?
7.53 billion.
Jeez.
Did you know that there's a births and deaths calculator online as well?
Oh, there is what?
Yeah, there's a, like, okay, hang on a second. Let me see.
Oh, no, really? I don't want to think about that.
Yeah, so it's like a number. It's a number that works in real time.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah, here we go. So, current world population, 7.74462525679. Now it's up to six. Like, that's, like, billion people.
Wow.
And then it shows you the births this year, and they're just, like, the numbers just tick over. And then it shows you the births today and the deaths this year, deaths today, net pop. Like,
wow.
Yeah, so the numbers are just ticking.
What's it called?
It's called worldometers.info.
Okay, cool.
What were you going to ask?
How did we start talking about a bucks do and then talking about how many people die?
Because Josh is fun fact. Like all those people that can live in LA.
Yeah.
So what's that got to do with the death counter?
I'd like to live in LA.
Would you? I couldn't do anything worse. Not for me.
Have you been?
Yes.
Oh, well, see, I haven't, so.
Give me New York.
Okay.
I could live in New York.
All right. I'm
maybe
give you
go live in New York.
All right. See ya. I need to be trapped
in
that.
We.
All of us. Oh, we get to come too. Cool.
Oh, I couldn't think of anything worse. Nah.
All right. Okay. We're going to move on. 13 after 6. Good morning.
Heidi, Sagan, Pete with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Guess what? On Saturday, guys, we'd organise long-term, long-distance, you know, like a long-distance forecast. We'd organise a long way out after the Shoeys got married that would go for dinner at some stage. I emceed their wedding. I didn't know. They were going to shout me dinner as a thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
Did you go somewhere like Exy? Did you get to choose the place?
No. Well, we were going to go to my favourite Lulu, but that was
booked out.
So, no. Well, it was Exy, yeah, in the end.
Yeah, nice. You want that if somebody's shouting you dinner.
I didn't see the bill, but we got there a little bit early. Mm. So I started nestling.
Taking full advantage of it.
Well, I nestled into a couple of caramel espresso martinis or something.
Oh, yum.
Wow.
I still had the froth on the top lip. Oh, yeah, sorry.
They didn't pour it out. It wasn't
no,
pre-mixed
no, no, no,
one,
please.
Was it? Jeez, that's really starting to annoy me.
What establishes are you going around?
Oh, well, obviously, I went, no.
Okay, college night.
Northbridge on a Saturday night.
Espresso martinis come in.
Pre-mix. Ooh, no, thank you.
On tap.
No. And usually I genuinely, honestly, just have beer usually when I go to these joints. Mm. But then Shuey's a red wine drinker. Mm. Em was onto a, what'd she have to start? Like, anyway, we're into it. We're off the $7 beers and into the $20 cocktail.
Sounds
straight
like
up.
My kind of night.
Yeah, straight up off the bat. Anyway, so we're charging along. It was a really fun night. Like some of the stuff we got up to. Was pretty funny. Like, we're playing games where you had to hand your phone over to the person next to you and they could unlimited write what they wanted to, whoever they wanted. So I had Shuey's phone. I was writing to Tim Kelly about what success. Tim Kelly's the new recruit to West Coast.
Yeah.
My arms extended with your arms extended. We're going to be the biggest Eagles in town and all this sort of stuff.
So
anyway, so we carried away, got home about half 11. good night. Yeah, it was beautiful and warm on Saturday night.
Yeah,
warm enough to have your shirt off out in the middle of the street, from what I hear.
What?
Yeah. Something along those lines.
Look, anyway.
Wait, middle of what street? Like in the middle of the street in Northbridge or?
Anyway, so we've wrapped it up. And of course, things get away from you a little bit and you forget. Well, you don't forget, but Ted, so your children don't say, oh, Mum and Dad have had a night out. I'm just going to hang Ted in my bedroom till 10 o'clock in the morning.
What time was Teddy at the next day?
About 5:50. About 5:50. I couldn't sleep anyway.
It actually scares me, like, as you know, not being a parent yet, but how I'd cope with those kind of situations.
Yeah.
The next day.
Yeah, so
you find something.
I was up.
You do.
I was up. Em goes, I just need half an hour longer. Usually I do that because I get bullied at home. So anyway,
shut up.
I bounced up, fed the little fella, and then he always says once he's in his high chair and he's not hungry anymore, he always says bubbles.
Yep.
So that means let's go for a bubble bath.
Yeah.
In we go, and he does a poo in the bath, straight up.
Oh, yep.
10 to 7. 10 to 7. Anyway, get him out, hand him to Em. And I'm not feeling good, Jules.
No, I know.
I'm not feeling very good. And I'm starting to go back through my night and thinking, now, what was it that got me? Was it the single fins, the limoncellos, the reds, the martinis,
you know what, man? It was
the lychee martinis as well? They're quite healthy.
Oh, they are yum. They're actually one of my faves. But all that mixed together, I'm sure, would have...
I've got to get it out. I've got to get Ted's big poo out. And Em hears. I've woken Em up. So she's jumped up like something's wrong.
Yeah.
And pulled the video out on me. Now, there's a video on my Instagram, which does the audio justice.
Do we have it?
But this is what it is. Go. This is me trying to scoop Ted's poo out hungover at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I'm going to take my headphones off. Apologise at the end. I woke up on Sunday morning. Sunday morning, and watched that. And I, as soon as that first sound, I had to flick right off it because that noise sets me off.
125 comments on my video of people just laughing. Imagine waking up.
I love hearing Em.
Imagine waking up on a Sunday morning to that. Anyway, after about 4 or 5 hours, I went to have a shower myself and went to the beach with Ted.
Yeah.
And the top of the drain.
Yuck.
There was more.
Heidi Sagan P with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules.
Okay, okay.
Brought to you by Asahi Superdry, Japan's number one beer.
Oh, guys.
Man, I'm so excited for this.
Every single time we do this, all I can think to myself is, we're a day closer.
Mm-hmm.
We're a day closer, we're a day closer. We're literally 2 weeks out from flying to Japan.
But tomorrow night is the big night.
Have you thought about how you're going to pick your person?
Yes.
What are you going to go with?
Definitely the crowd vote as well too. Like they're clapping and cheering for it. Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
What about you?
Probably just hot.
Save.
Bloke
or bloke. Women?
No, a hot bloke.
A hot bloke.
Oh,
yeah.
As if that's what you were talking about. No, it'll be the boys, but you know.
I think I want to, like, in my mind, I want to bring someone over who's got a partner so they can have a bit of a getaway as well.
Oh. How are you going to find that out, though?
I just ask questions.
Oh, are we doing a bit of Q&A?
We'll be doing all sorts.
Introduce yourself. Are you married?
You got 25
single?
Seconds.
Yep, okay.
So what's happened is over the past few weeks, we've been getting people on the radio to do Tokioki, which is karaoke, their favourite songs. And then at the end of that, we've been voting as to whether or not they come to our semi-final at Empire Bar tomorrow night, which, by the way, is open house. If you just want a night to hang out, we'll be there tomorrow night from 6 o'clock. You can come down, watch the magic happen, all that sort of stuff. And then we're going to take our grand finalists and their plus ones over to Tokyo, Japan for the grand final. This is some of the talent so far.
It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. Bond it up now, wait till you get older.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you. Ooh.
And I want to walk 500 miles, and I want to walk 500 more.
Come on, guys, let's go. Where we know how to become number one in a hot
They've been pretty good. They have been pretty good.
I think too. People think that you have to be a good singer. I'm probably going to pick also one of the worst.
I will probably go with the one like who puts the most like passion and enthusiasm into it. You know,
I'm going
like fun. What about
I'm going for Dead Set Pipes. So I'm gonna, I'm closing my eyes, and I'm listening to that person who's just going to steal my heart. What?
What happens if they're no fun?
Well, I imagine if you can sing like an angel, you're going to be fun.
No, no. If you pick someone who's a dud, you and your dud are not hanging around me and Jules. Is that right, Jules?
No, 100%. I back you on that one.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, jeez, sorry.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for support. Fire out. Hey, thanks.
You can't sit with us.
Thanks. It's like high school again. Yeah, I'll be a loner.
Yeah.
Thanks to Asahi and Celebrations Liquor Stores. They're closer than you think. And AirAsia rewarded the world's best low-cost airline 11 years running. Keep listening to the show. But tomorrow night, make sure you join us at Empire Bar. As we said, it's open house from 6 o'clock. We'll catch you there when we pick our grand finalists for Tokyoki.
Heidi Sagan P.
With Jules on Hit 92.9.
Guys, we last week dropped the fact that if you're a parent out there and Christmas is coming up, and little Timmy or little Sarah's being a little bit naughty and you need to put in a phone call to Santa, we've got the hotline, right?
Yes, we do.
1-800, actually, we're just going to double check that line. No, 1-800-888-3333. So if they're being a little bit naughty, bang, get on the phone, call Santa. Now, this obviously means that we have occasional chats with Santa, right? Well, I got a phone call from him the other day.
No way.
Over the weekend.
No way.
I'm not even kidding.
To check up on Miller?
Just to check up on how the kids are going.
Yeah.
To say, hey, how's everything going, all that sort of stuff. But actually to do a little bit of reconnaissance.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's very busy, right?
Of course, yeah.
He's got so many kids across the world. I mean, earlier in the show today, we discussed the fact that, what, almost 8 billion people in the world now? So it's a lot of people to deliver Christmas presents
Absolutely.
To. All right, so he's gotten on the phone. He goes, ho, Pete, how you going? Hey, Santa, listen, I need you to do a little bit of reconnaissance. If you're going to the shops today, can you go through the Barbie section? Because I've heard that Mila is interested in one of these Barbies.
Like one in particular?
One in particular.
Yeah.
Right? So I was like, all right, Santa.
He's busy.
He is busy. So he's, you guys will probably get a phone call at some point as well, right? So I've gone out to the shops and in Livingston to go and have a look around at all of the different Barbies. And far out, have you guys, when's the last time you shopped for a Barbie?
Oh, it's been a while for me, mainly because when I take my nieces shopping, like she just chooses out her own. Do you know what I mean?
Okay,
like,
yeah,
I
gotcha.
Never have to choose. She I just pay at the counter.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, we're not in the Barbie situation.
Oh, you're not. No, okay. So this is the first time I've ever actually had to go and do a little bit of reconnaissance for Santa. And I've started going and looking through the bar. I didn't realize there are so many Barbies. No, one of the big guys confused, right? So there is it wasn't even that big an aisle, but there was the pool and slide Barbie, the fully furnished Barbie, the care clinic Barbie, the bathroom Barbie, the travel Barbie, and then there's the different ranges, right?
I'm trying to think about the barbecue.
Oh,
like that sounds like a barbecue.
There's the Barbie Barbie. There's the Barbie Barbie.
Is there really?
Right. There's the then there's this you can be anything range, right? So there's a range of them where obviously the people behind the Barbie creations are like, let's, you know, support all of the different things and show kids that you can be anything that you want, right?
I love that.
So there was there's the music teacher, there's the dentist, there's the Royal Ball Princess.
This is amazing.
There's National Geographic Barbie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's like a range of National Geographic ones where like one's an astrophysicist.
Really?
That is so cool because like for me growing up, I just thought you could only be a model. Like that was it, like a swimsuit model.
Is it serious?
Baseball Barbie.
What's her name? Barbie.
Yeah.
Barbie. Like actually thinking that was something you aspired to be. Do kids do that?
Yeah.
With Barbies?
Well, when I was a little kid. Yeah. But I mean, for me, I was like, I don't have the same skin colors as Barbie, so it ain't me.
Well, that's okay. So that's an interesting point, right? Because there's all the different skin colors in the range of Barbies.
Yes,
now too.
I mean, which is fantastic.
So dark hair, like.
Whereas when I was growing up, there was one Barbie. She had blonde hair. She was 7 foot tall, and you know,
that was it.
A little waist,
long legs,
big boobies. Yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
And there was Ken.
Blue eyes. You know, I mean, it wasn't me, so it was just like.
doggy daycare, and there was gymnastic teacher. Now there was another one that was sitting next to the gymnastic teacher. That when I looked at it, I was like, okay. Like, you know, like as far as them going, we're going to try and go out there and find as many different sort of jobs that you could possibly have to support kids with what I want to be when I grow up. Chicken farmer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Chicken farmer
that is
Barbie.
Actually really cool.
Yeah.
What does it come with?
It comes with, so a straw hat.
Yeah.
Like, she's got a, like this, there's obviously a couple of chickens.
Mm.
Little barn.
Yeah.
There's like a.
So you're just a farmer.
Like, yeah but like a chicken farmer.
Chook farmer.
But like dead set, but dead set, like on the
free range or
I don't know if it was free. I'd say it'd be free range.
Free range.
It'd have to be free range. Free range. But instead of, you know, like you'd think it could just be farmer and then they have a whole but it specifically says on the box chicken farmer.
Well, I reckon there's gonna be some people out there outraged that it doesn't say free range.
Yeah.
Heidi Sagan P
with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Hey, I'll tell you on Friday I wandered off home every Friday the cleaner janitor lady comes over and, you know, we're sitting around at my place and she asked if I wanted to smoke a bit of grass with her.
What?
Turned to her and said, oh, please, I don't like high maintenance women.
What?
High maintenance, like she's the maintenance lady.
Oh, gotcha.
High.
Okay.
High.
Oh,
high. High. I don't like high.
I got it. You know Peppy is sheltered over there. You can't do
Jules
those
got it. Jules got
you
it. Can't.
You did not get it.
No, I did.
You didn't get it straight away.
I did.
High maintenance women.
Yeah, no, got it, mate. Got it. Is that it?
Well,
you another one?
Yeah, I do want a main. I want a main. That was an entree.
You want the main.
It's a Monday. What? It's a Monday.
Oh Jesus.
If you're looking out at the... out into the airlock where the producers are sitting, you this one's going to be a bit rough.
You don't understand, right? So every now and again, one of the producers will come in here and go, what's your joke?
Yes, often lie.
And this one told off the air has been a bit of, should we or shouldn't we?
Oh, no, I'm saying run with it.
Oh, then you take responsibility.
100%.
Okay.
Peter?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
All right, what's the difference between a chickpea and a lentil?
I don't know.
I've never had a lentil on my face.
Oh my God, I can't believe you said that.
Like canned chickpeas.
No, I get it.
Always give the chickpeas a rinse before using them.
We all get it.
Thanks, mate.
Peppy's crying.
So do you want to hear the other one?
Yeah.
Hit 92.9.
Speaking of chickpeas,
yeah,
I've got a story for you next.
Okay, great. Big weekend for you then, was it, eh?
Huge.
Heidi Sagan P
with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Hey, 131060 this morning. Give us a call. Want to know if a movie or a TV show series on Netflix has changed your life?
What, positively or negatively? Or just whatever?
Either way.
Just whatever.
It doesn't matter. Whatever. However it's changed your life. Like it's made you think differently about things.
Stranger Things.
Yeah, well, has that changed your life?
Well, I now use the word Demogorgon as something else. Here comes the Demogorgon, Em.
Jesus, is that what it's called? Call it?
Is that
the Demogorgon? Oh my gosh! Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hiding nude in her cupboard. Here's the Demogorgon.
Oh my gosh! Oh, sorry.
Is that where you're going?
No,
is that where you're going?
No, not at all.
Right. Sorry.
So you know, you guys know how like I've decided to become a pescatarian.
Yeah.
You know, I only eat seafood, like fish, and
you like the idea. No, you've been doing it for a week. Let's not.
No,
you're not
that.
Entrenched.
Oh,
yet.
Okay. But you know what really cemented it for me over the weekend. You know, I like to party a fair bit.
Jules is a party girl.
I always, without a doubt, will get a kebab or an HSP after a night
and
out. It's like the only reason why I go out and party.
HSP is?
A snack pack.
They're like the chips and
yeah, you got the
meat
yeah,
the over
the top.
Chicken
on top, barbecue sauce, sour cream cheese.
Yeah, it is
delicious. Anyway,
yep.
Went out on Saturday night, went partying.
Yeah.
And so then
did
after.
Did the girl get loose?
Yeah.
Yeah, shit.
After it. Went to the kebab shop because Lauren, who I was with, was hungry.
Your mate?
Yeah. And I didn't get a kebab or an HSP.
What'd you go with?
Nothing. I went, nothing at all. Went home.
How'd you wake up the next morning?
Yeah, all right.
So maybe it's a myth. Maybe you don't need a kebab to feel better the next morning.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I still felt like.
Are you sure you weren't still drunk? Yeah. The night before. Drink responsibly.
So you reckon you're actually dead set change.
Well, for me to do that, because I was like, oh, that's going to be my undoing. Because if when I...
Laid out.
It's 2 a.m.
You need something quickly.
Starving, you know, I need something to fill the guts, like soak up a bit of the alcohol kind of thing. It didn't happen. And because my mind goes, no, you're not a meat eater anymore.
Why?
Because I'm a pescatarian. And
so the reason why I am
is because I watched Game Changers on Netflix, right? Which talks about, you know, plant-based eating and the effects it can have on your body and like what processed foods and meats actually do to your body. You know me, I'm a big meat eater. I grew up like eating roux rabbit and like
hunting pig. For your food.
Hunting
and stuff.
Food. Yeah. Like the only food we ate, we went out and killed kind of thing. And for now, for me to be the way I am, I just,
what is
didn't realise that would happen.
It's not the first time I've heard of this. I've heard actually like starting to come through a fair bit.
Yeah.
What is it about this documentary that's so powerful to make you, because this has virtually been a snap change for you.
Well, not just for me, but a lot of other people that have watched it as well too. Georgia, in our one of our producers, is gone full vegan.
No, she hasn't.
No, you haven't, Jay.
It's the biggest fake out I've ever.
She's planning on going vegan. And I actually said to myself, I can buy Feb. I would probably be vegan. Don't hate me, Zay.
No. Like, Em's vegetarian.
Yeah.
So I don't eat meat during the week much.
Yeah, okay.
But last night I had some salmon. But I'm at home, I reckon I eat meat, which is all weekends.
Yeah.
Weekends only meat.
Yeah.
But
during the week you don't?
Probably mostly vegetarian.
How do you reckon you feel? Like, do you feel better during the week?
Me. I'm as fat as a whale. I have beers with
you're
it.
Not
no.
That fat?
No, it doesn't do anything for me.
Okay.
No, actually. No. I feel good when I'm exercising.
Yeah, so. Okay.
Yeah, same. Right. I've been on this health kick for a bit, and it's the cleaner eating.
Yeah.
The non-processed stuff's gone out, carbs have gone out.
But so I found out this morning, so obviously we talked to Hughes and he's recently gone vegan.
Mm.
I didn't realise it was because of this doco as well.
He watched
this doco, that's the reason why he's vegan.
We've got a little clip here, hang on.
One of the biggest misconceptions in sports nutrition is that we have to have animal protein to perform at a high level. That's just not true.
Did I see a trailer? Is Arnold Schwarzenegger in this?
Yes.
Like this guy, like Mr. Universe.
Yes.
Seven or eight times or whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing stories where they literally put a cow on a spit and just like hoe into this thing. So now he's championing this.
Absolutely. And they've actually got a lot of athletes on there and a lot of like footy players and stuff like that. Like obviously from the States.
NFL players.
Yeah, NFL. There's one team that is like, there's so many players. Half the team is plant-based. And they actually, like the endurance during the game lasts is so much longer
than
the others.
I think it's a good, I haven't seen it. Mm. But I also think like, conversely, they could just go get the other half of that football team, which it wasn't half. It was about a quarter.
Yeah.
And
have you watched it?
No, I saw the
trailer.
Trailer. And do the whole, look how fit we are, look how strong we are, we ate meat.
Mm.
Yeah, but, you know, like I smell a bit of a rat in this thing.
Which is very much cited. It's very
much because how many of these people that are involved in this documentary they probably have shares in companies to do with
meat. Have we not spoken about that? I'm sure someone said that the person.
We'll look that up.
Yeah, he did. He's created like a business
from it where he
creates plant-based recipes. But can I just say though, I know it's only been a week, I've never felt better.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel so good eating, like just not eating meat. What?
You still got fat neck. Anyway, someone's texted in. Someone's texted in 0488-55-929. The show Afterlife with Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Makes you think about life in general, and I think anyone who has ever hit rock bottom before and snapped back can relate to it all.
Yeah, right.
So
okay.
Ricky Gervais all is right. The show Afterlife.
Give us a call, 131060, if a show, like a TV show or a series has like changed something in your life.
Heidi Sagan P.
With Jules on Hit 92.9.
But right now we want to know movies, TV shows, TV series, Netflix series that have changed your life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is because I watched Game Changers on there.
Yeah.
On Netflix. And it is all talking about plant-based diet and like plant-based eating and how good it is for you. And so I was like, you know, I'm going to try this out because I'm a meat eater, but I'm just going to try pescatarian.
But so that
one's... So that's just fish. Like you can eat seafood and stuff like that. So, and I mean, the big test was over the weekend when I went out on Saturday night and after it, so it was about 2:30.
Big night.
Oh, I was starving and only, you know, your options are quite limited at that time. And the kebab shop was there And I didn't eat anything. No, I didn't even get a kebab. No HSP or anything. And
just get chips or something. Can you just get chips from a kebab shop?
You can.
You can, but I mean, if you're going to go bad, you might as well go all out. You know what I mean? So I just
are you able to commit to something like that, you reckon? Or you'll be flimsy?
No, 100%. If I can do that on a Saturday night.
You know, but do you reckon this is something I'm going to hear from you in 6 months? Or be like, oh, yeah, actually, I end up eating a burger.
You know what I reckon we do? I reckon we get the Cheat Meats guys back to cook a big wagyu steak on the roof again.
No. I'm just not going to tempt myself like that. Okay. No. So, but definitely has changed my
life. Game changer, changed your life. Stranger Things, mine.
But, I mean, the Game Changers isn't like, I'm not the only one who would change after the watching that.
Afterlife was being nominated on the text line, 0488 55 929.
What for?
As a, what changed
the person's
life?
Yeah, remember we were talking about it?
Sorry. I tuned out. Daniel. G'day, Daniel.
He said it before. He was saying that, you know.
Don't mind me.
Anyone that's hit rock bottom.
Hey, Daniel.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. That was the last break. Hey, Dan. what movie or TV show changed your life, mate?
It changed my life, I guess, in an aspect way, but it's called A Year in Space.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Netflix documentary, and it's like, it shows, like, the real life, like a family dad that's obviously an astronaut. So he's spent, I think it was 340 days in space with a couple of crew.
Yeah.
And it just actually shows what it's like over about 12, 25-minute episodes of what it's like to actually live in a bloody, in a tin can up in space.
So it'll make you just have more of an appreciation for your freedom down here.
Big time, yeah. Like me and my partner would always jump at, you know, the opportunity if we got asked some randoms to go in space, we're like, oh, hell yeah, like, we'll go spend some time in space. But just looking at how lonely it is up there, and you've got a good view, but
you're not about that astronaut life, are you, Daniel? You ain't about that astronaut life.
No, 100%.
I get it.
Debbie in North Perth, Apocalypto.
Yes.
Hello. What is that about?
Well, I watched it about 3 years ago, and it was quite full on, but there's not a word of English in it. It's like all subtitles.
Yeah.
I like subtitles. And
it's about like a very primitive society and what it was like. But there was a part in it where the father of this guy, who's the chief of the tribe, is about to be slaughtered.
Oh, yeah.
And he says to his son, while he's on his knees about to have his head chopped off, do not be afraid.
Oh, I've seen this.
Right?
Yes.
And it just stuck with me, like, in that setting, how could you not be, like, really afraid?
Yeah, exactly.
So how did that change your life?
It made me think that living fear-based is a control, and it keeps you stuck.
100%.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Fuck, no, that's deep. That's so
I like
deep.
It, Debbie.
Yeah, good on you, Debbie.
Fearless people.
Yeah, Debbie.
Debbie, what's the most fearless thing you've ever done?
Scared.
Sorry?
Even if you're about to have your head chopped off, don't be scared. It might not be.
Oh, yeah, true.
What's the most fearless thing you've done, Deb?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm a bit of a justice leaguer, so if I see something happening, I will stop and try and sort it out and help the person that's being attacked. Or
I might need you in here, Deb. Jules has been after me for weeks.
Oh, jeez. All right, mate, sure. Heidi
Sagan P. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
Now, I have spent most of my morning having to defend myself against you two for what happened over the weekend.
Over the
weekend.
I
did not steal something. I didn't steal it. I didn't know that it was stolen at the time.
I think you're trying to play this off as you're the nice guy in here.
Realise that you didn't pay for something.
No, I reckon you realised early in the piece too. You know. You just know.
No, and I didn't.
You know.
Explain yourself. We'll give you this space.
Go. And we won't interject.
State your case.
We won't interject.
Okay. I went out to go and spoil myself a little bit over the weekend, and I had a $100 EB Games gift card, and I went and bought a video game. Right. So I've gone out there, I've gone in, there's $100 on this card, and I've looked around and they do like a like they price match, right? So
I don't play video games, but they generally cost about $99.
No. Like on average, $69 to $79, that's the going retail price.
$80,
right? Depending
okay,
on where you go and get them from.
Right,
okay. Especially if they're a new game. So I've gone out to go and get this latest game. People playing games at the moment will know of a game that's just come out called Jedi Fallen Order, a Star Wars game.
Stop it. Don't laugh.
Meh. I am a nerd.
Shut up.
Meh.
Stop it.
So we've gone out to get this game. JB was the cheapest. Went to EB. I had the gift card. I was like, hey, can you price match this? Like, yes, it'll be $69. Bang. Yes. So she's got, she's still got $31 on the card. I said, okay, I'll walk around and I'll have a bit of a look.
Yeah.
Right. Great. Anyway, I've seen this game that's sitting in the back of the shop virtually because it's a game that's now, it's The Witcher 3. So it's like 4 years.
So okay? Yeah, you remember The Witcher 3. That's a shooting one.
What? No, that's Duck Hunter.
No, no, it's not.
What is Buck Hunter?
No, it's not Buck Hunter.
What is it?
It's got nothing to do with Buck Hunter.
What's The Witches?
It's like, it's an RPG game. Okay. All right. And it's, anyway.
No worries.
It doesn't matter. Because it's an old game, I've gone, I've walked up to the counter with this one. I said, I'll take this one as well.
Yeah.
Right. Expecting it to be over $100 between the two of them.
Yeah. Obviously.
Right.
Obvious.
And I've said, can you price that match that one too? She's like, yep, cool, great. So I've handed the card over for the EB Games gift card.
Right. Yeah.
And then she's handed it back to me and I said, I don't need it. And she's gone, no, there's 5 cents left on it. And I've gone, what? She goes, yeah, there's 5 cents left on it. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And then she hands me the two games. In my head, I haven't changed my story.
Yes. Okay, yeah.
I haven't changed my story.
Keep going.
In my head, I've gone, okay, it's a game from 2015. I was sitting in the back of the shop on Switch somewhere. It's an old game, so price match must have brought it down under $100 between the two of them. And I've walked out. And I've gotten home and looked at the receipt.
Mm-hmm.
And on the receipt, it says The Witcher, $99.95. And it says nothing about Jedi Fallen Order.
So I knew games cost $100 and I don't even play games. So there you go.
Okay. So I didn't know until I got home that that's what had taken place.
So you've played one, and did you take it back?
And then what did you do?
And he came in so excited to tell us too until he pulled him up on it. Until he's like, mate.
No, can I just say how we started the conversation off earlier this morning?
Yeah, go.
Got a win over the weekend.
Had a win on the weekend. Had a win on the weekend, guys. Had a real win.
And we came back, we're like, no, mate, you stole something.
It's stolen. And it's an accidental, I still don't reckon it was. I still reckon you kept your...
No, I didn't know.
No, I reckon she handed back the gift card and goes, there's still 5 cents.
He knew. You knew. He knew. Straight away, you knew
straight
something
away.
Wasn't right. Now, what I want to do, hang on now. So to quickly just conclude the story. So Pete's gone in to buy one PlayStation game, had a little bit left on a voucher. Then anyway, the voucher, he's left with two video games, but he's only been charged for the one, and he thought that was a win. Now, I think you've stolen it. Some poor kid working at JB,
was EB Games.
EB Games computer. I reckon now they're probably had $100 taken from their pay. Because you've been
they'll do a stop take
and they'll end up getting charged, or they've probably been assumed that they might have stolen it themselves. I think that, and you weren't going to take it back until we pulled you up. Honestly, you weren't going to.
I got home at 5 to 5 yesterday. I couldn't have taken it back if I wanted to.
Honestly,
you had the long way home, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly. I was planning on taking it back today.
13, no, you weren't. No, you weren't. 13, 10, 60.
What are you doing here?
Give us a call.
You're going to put it out there.
Don't
is
put
Pete
this
a thief?
No, we should.
Should Pete return the game?
Yeah.
Or pay for it?
Yeah.
I reckon you don't use your little nerd gift card. You go pay cash to make amends for the
situation.
Well,
there's only 5 cents left on it anyway. So, whatever.
You have to go back and admit.
Yeah, and apologize.
And admit that you stole.
It's stolen.
I didn't steal.
13, 10, 60. Heidi, Sager, and Pete.
With Jules on Hit 92.9. I'm being put on trial here.
Well,
that's how I feel right now.
You came in this morning saying that you got a win over the weekend, that you got up.
Well, you know what? It was
a
win.
Like, oh, tell us. What happened? How did you win? And then you proceeded to tell us that you stole a game.
I didn't. I did not steal a game.
How old was the person working at EB Games?
I don't know. Like 20s? 20s.
Better not have been a kid, mate.
It wasn't a kid.
I'm just picturing Pete trying to get one up on a 13-year-old kid. You know,
mate, I wouldn't steal from a kid.
EB Games, though.
Only a giant corporation. All right, let's go to the calls. Because what's happening, I've told you guys.
Yeah.
I explained the story. I walked in, handed over the gift card.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right? I asked them to price match everything, and then they handed me the gift card back with 5 cents, and I thought, okay, Clearly,
I don't think you did.
Like, because one was an old game, and then I went home and checked it, and they'd only
checked
charged
the receipt.
Me
they'd only charged it for one. Now, so, the thing is, where Dave and I stand on it, you then did nothing from there.
Yeah.
Like, you then were like, woohoo.
I love to. Like,
yeah, but it was late night to bath the
you
kids.
You and I, Jules, are happy to be, like, perceived as, you know, a bit hard edge and a bit dodgy or whatever.
Yeah.
Old clean skin Pete here comes in. Oh, I've had a win, guys. Oh,
wait,
and then,
does your mum know about
yes,
this?
Yes, actually. Now, but now you're on radio.
No,
mum
doesn't
know. Now we're on radio. You're trying to paint the picture that you're innocent. You stole and you know it.
Andy, good morning.
Guilty.
Morning. How are you?
I feel like I'm on trial, but anyway, what are your thoughts?
You will be.
No, you're all right. Keep the games. Don't
Thanks,
worry about
but,
it.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Cheers.
Whoa. Why do you work at EB Games?
I don't work at EB Games, but I had a very, very similar story to Pete.
You kept them.
Well, yeah. I think I traded them back to EB Games, actually.
Oh, you made money off them.
Not a bad move. A long time ago, I pre-ordered, I think it was Bioshock 2
and
Arkham Knight.
And
I went in there to pick up my pre-order. They never got me to sign anything, and then gave me the games, and I went back in, I think, the next day or the day after, and they said, oh, you haven't picked up your games yet, and gave me another copy of each one.
Yeah, right. So what'd you do? Yeah. Grab them and then sell them?
Oh, you took them back.
I think you can return them at full price if you...
Pete's going to return. He's going to make. He's getting $100 back and keep one.
Is that what you're going
to
do?
No, that's not what I'm going to do, okay? I'm just going to stop
you're not,
it.
We're going to get $100 out and you're going
to
pay for it.
Let's see what Beck's got to say.
Hi, Beck. You work in retail.
I do, yeah.
What happens when you miss a transaction?
So this particular time was I had sold her like a GHD hair straightener, which was over $340.
Yes.
A couple of Moroccan oil products. And transaction went through. She signed whatever. Off she goes. Gave her the receipt, the warranty, everything. My boss pulled me up the next day and goes, hey, this actually didn't go through. Where's the money? And I said, no, definitely went through. And then we went through everything and realized that it actually didn't go through. And she just said, look, it's coming out of your pay. You're going to have to pay it all back.
Is that legal?
I was going to say that. Is that actually legal to do that? Because I've been threatened many times. But, I mean, it's never
happened. Because I thought the same thing and I was told, yeah, they can ask you to. You can say no, but it's pretty much your job. I paid the full amount back, and you know what? If that lady had to come back and said, here you go, like, I'm really sorry, I just realised in my bank statement that it's not in there. But I have a daughter and, you know, a house and bills and stuff, and that 20-year-old, you know, that $100 for that game, and if he has to pay that back...
Oh, yes. Beck.
No, that's great, Beck. Exactly right,
you're bloody
Beck.
You're putting a fork in my heart right here, Beck.
Hey, Julianne, do you know what GHD?
Yeah.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
What's it stand for?
Isn't it Good Hair Day?
Yeah.
Good hair day.
Francesco actually worked at EB Games for 10 years and he joins us now. Hello, Frank.
Hello.
Now,
your
Frank,
thoughts, please.
Yes.
My thoughts on the situation?
Yes.
Is you should go back right away
and
give that game back.
Or pay for it. Yeah.
Because some Christmas casual might not have a job anymore.
He's probably been sacked already.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember what her name was from EB Games?
Nah. I don't even remember which EB Games I went to.
It will be on the receipt.
And do you know why he doesn't remember? Because he knew he was doing something wrong and couldn't look her in the eye. You're a dog, mate.
You're doing it today.
Okay, I will take it back.
No. You don't have the opportunity to take it back. You're paying for it.
I will pay for it.
You're paying for
it. And tell them that you're sorry for stealing.
And we're not price matching. And you're gonna pay 10% extra to the person whose job may have been lost already. I mean, it's tough to get a job in today's climate and you've put that kid's job at risk. Pay it and give him a bonus.
All right, Dad. 2 minutes after
I
eight.
Can't believe we went with a snake. Heidi, Sagan, P. With Jules
on Hit 92.9. What's going on here, mate?
Well, on the weekend, guys, I spoke about it about a quarter past six, but had a weekend out, Em and I had a night out. Not very often we do it. We had Ted babysat by brother and sister-in-law at our place, so... it was green light for the parents.
You're going to take full advantage of it, don't you?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I think wise people think about the next day. unwise people who like having fun probably just live in the moment.
Are you calling yourself unwise here?
Yeah, but I'm like Beyonce, mate. I live in the moment. Anyway, so on Saturday night, that's what she always says, put your phones away, live in the moment.
Yep, yep.
So that's what I did. Anyway.
You just grabbed everyone else's phone.
Anyway, so we went out for dinner on Saturday night. Had a really, really good time with the Shoeys, who just got married, emceed their wedding, so they took me out for dinner.
That's nice.
Which I didn't expect, but it was lovely. And thank goodness it was on their credit card and not mine, because there wasn't too many things we left behind. I'll give you the hot tip. Anyway.
He's espresso martinis, lychee martinis.
Lychee martinis, bought a few bottles of red.
Damn. Drink
girl.
Responsibly, people.
Limoncellos. Is limoncello like an Italian thing?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So it's a lemon liqueur.
Oh, I love it.
So and you freeze it. It's beautiful.
I thought limoncello was like lemon gelati sort of stuff. So when I said yes to a couple. Anyway, so all right, had a great night. Got home. Well, it wasn't too late, 11:30 or something. Woke up the next morning. Ted, people always say, oh, your kids don't remember. The kids don't care what time you got home. They're ready to go. At about 6:15 or 6 o'clock, Ted's good to go. Up he gets, and Em and I look at each other. Not overly thrilled about who was going to make the first move. She asked for a little bit longer in bed, which is fine because she does most of the bad stuff. So I was like, yep. So I went and fed him. And then once we feed Ted, he always says, once he's full, he always just goes, bubbles.
That's so go,
because he's a pig. He just gets so dirty eating. So bubbles, bubble bath, and in we go.
Yeah.
Within a minute and a half, he's done a poo in there.
Yeah.
He's emptied it out on himself. And I wasn't feeling great, Jules, as you'd imagine.
Oh, no, could tell. I mean, this noise alone.
Well, yeah, well, so I didn't know what to do. Em goes, get the mug. So we've got this big, big mug that we use as like a fish scoop.
It's like a scoop. Like
I was
scooper.
Please tell me it's not a mug that you then back
goes through
in
the
your
wash.
Yeah. No,
so anyway,
definitely not coming.
It's
over
like a scooper. It's like a scooper because it's becoming a bit of a pattern of play for the young man. Anyway, Em hears me battling, and out she comes. Now this is how it sounded on Instagram. Because she got out of bed.
Oh my
she
god!
I was just dry reaching.
You know what?
I was dry reaching. I just could not. The stomach just was not set for that moment of my life.
I woke up on Sunday morning and was just going through my news feed, and that video popped up. That first noise was enough for me
to flick off the amount of parents that wrote to me saying, "Oh, mate, been there, know what you're feeling." And then of course a couple of that kids like, "Tough it up, mate." Yeah. I'm like, "Yeah, right. You come over and do it next time." But anyway, what do I want to know? 13, 10, 60, the floor's yours. And it doesn't have to be a child's droppings in the bath. That's obviously my trigger.
Yeah.
But what makes you dry reach? What is the thing in the world you cannot stomach? For me, apart from that, the bottom of bananas.
Really?
The bottom of a banana almost makes me dry reach. Because when I was younger, I used to get in trouble for not eating my fruit at school.
Yeah.
So I had a couple of bananas stashed in my bag.
Yeah.
And mum and dad were going to clean my bag out. So I scoffed them. And the end bit got caught in my throat. I feel like I'm going to be vomiting out. Like, dry reach, the bottom bit got caught, and I can't even now. So when I get a banana, I snap it literally in half, and the bottom half to no-go zone. Yeah, so that was me, bananas.
Even half bananas or three-quarters of bananas, really.
Bottom of a banana makes me dry reach.
Mine's hot lettuce, like hot lettuce.
Hot cooked lettuce.
Yeah, cooked lettuce. So like, you know, not that I eat kebabs anymore, but like when you have a kebab and they put the lettuce in it and like hot tomato. Oh, I can't stand it. Can't eat hot lettuce.
Somebody else's hair in a sandwich.
So 13, 10, 60.
When you have to pull it out of your own throat.
What makes the tummy squirm? 13, 10, 60. Give us a call and I'll hear from you. Heidi,
Sagan, Pete with Jules on Hit 92.9.
13, 10, 60. What makes you?
No, I'm a wounded man, mate. 13, 10, 60. Hit us up, but the phone lines are full. So anyway, 0488 555 929 is the text line. Wet bread has been nominated. Wet bread is the dry reach. Wet bread. Someone who has to squash a bug. You know when the bugs go splat on the windscreen. That's a dry reach moment off the text line. Yeah, 100%. But then also when you're apparently this happens a little bit, you got to clean up after the kid who's been sick.
Yeah.
And it's often a sick being, you're sick because they're sick. You know, you follow, you join in. Yeah, you're getting all of that on the text line as well.
Oh, mate. Let's go to Jiminy. Did I get that right?
Pretty close. Jiminy. Right.
Jiminy.
Jiminy.
What a lovely name.
What makes you want a yak?
Overripe avocados.
Oh.
You go to Coles and you start squeezing them to check the firmness.
Yeah.
The really mushy ones that are just, I can't touch them. I get my kids to check them for me now.
Like even just touching them, not actually eating them.
Yeah, so when you're feeling them at Coles, you try and get like the perfect one for a salad. And then you just get the really gross ones that have been sitting there for, a week or something.
Yes. No, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. And when you put them down back on top of the avocado, you can see that when they're placed on something, they're that cooked.
Oh. I feel like someone needs to invent something that displays how ripe the
a little bit. You know when you put something in a meat bit and tells you the degree? You should be able to touch it and be like, it's good to
it's
go.
It's good to go without you having to squeeze it, you know?
Leticia in Munster, what makes you dry reach?
It's actually my sister.
Oh, yeah.
Sister makes you dry reach?
No.
Oh, I was like, whoa, you don't like her that much.
No. So she actually adopted two twin puppies.
Right.
Yeah. And when she got them, they needed to be de-sexed. So obviously, you know how they get that cone around their neck.
Yeah.
One of them didn't keep his head up enough, and he would walk around with his head down too low and actually get his poo caught stuck in the folds of the cone. And she would have to, go in and,
clean it
out. Oh, and she would just dry reach so bad.
Oh, anything with dog poo, I mean, gets to me, too.
A mate's dog was eating socks at one stage.
Oh,
so, the tip of the sock would come out and he'd have to,
pull it out.
Yeah. Yeah, brilliant.
Justine, what makes you dry reach?
I'm sorry if anyone is eating breakfast at the
moment. Mainly my legs.
What do you mean?
If someone touches my legs, the Achilles.
Oh, I know those type of people.
What do you mean?
People are really sensitive around Achilles. So is that right, Justin? If someone was to touch you and pinch you on the Achilles, you'd go?
I'd probably vomit completely. I can't even, after someone touches it or the thought, I actually can't let my fingers touch each other or anything or any skin touch anything on my whole body.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
No, there's people out there like that. Yeah, 100%. Shins. People touch your shin, your Achilles. It just,
Do you get like that? Oh, you see?
M. If I grab her Achilles.
What?
Yeah, I'd be over.
Yeah, but why?
So that's the exit.
Wouldn't bloody surprise me if you did it as a joke, trying all the time.
Well, that's the exit strategy. When she's about to dump me for good, I'm going to give her one big almighty Achilles pinch.
Oh.
All right. Heidi, Sagan, P.
With Jules on Hit 92.9.
Okay, so I was out at dinner the other night, right?
Where'd you go?
The CB Hotel.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty good. But a question was asked of me on that night, and it kind of took me back a little bit. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is something that I always focus on, negative things physically about myself, never the positive things. But someone asked me to name one thing, one physical thing that I love about myself.
A motivational speak or something?
No, it was just a general conversation that was happening with a couple of girls. The girls from work.
Oh.
Yeah, just some of them. And we were talking and it was
No, I'm the same because how does that conversation actually even come up?
What do you mean?
Yeah, you all just sort of hanging around having a beers and then somebody says to you, what do you like about yourself?
Name one physical thing that you actually love about yourself.
I just imagine.
And to be honest, I sat there and was like, I don't know. I could rattle off 100 things physically that I hate about myself, but something that I love about myself.
So all physical or?
Yeah, physical.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Anyway,
I think we all sort of lean that way, though. You tend to lean to the negative a lot quicker than you do lean to the positive. I think it's just a thing.
Mm. Well, I mean, straight away, I think I said the moles on my face, but only because I felt panicked and it was only because I got my skin checked that day. So it was the first thing that kind of popped up into my head. Well, no, I don't.
You were
going to
get them cut out.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying that was the first thing that popped up in my head. But to be honest, I'd have to say my thighs.
You're a thigh fan.
That's unusual.
I have to say my thighs would be my, I do a lot of riding.
Motorbiking?
No. Riding, cycling on the bike.
It's an e-bike.
And I just think they're kind of toned. Bit of cellulite, but I still like it.
Yeah.
You like the thighs?
Yeah.
Because that's one that I don't think I've ever heard a woman. Certainly a woman has never said to me, I like my thighs. Like, that's not something
you can say. I can appreciate a nice thigh.
Yeah, so can I. Absolutely. But if we're talking about someone critiquing their own body, yeah.
Absolutely. So what I thought I'd do on Friday was find out, or get like go to the rest of the office, the females in the office, and find out the one thing that they love about themselves, like physically. So when I said the email went out, we didn't tell them what question we're going to ask them, right? Mm. So then when they sat in front of me, I asked them and...
Well, you did a full interview.
And this was their reactions, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not really into my own appearance. That's hard. I've never really thought about that. That I tan easily. My hair. I know I've got it up at the moment. You can't see though, but I have really good hair.
Probably say my smile.
Physical.
Yeah. Maybe my cheesy smile with my dimples.
Maybe my eye colour.
My hair, even though it's up.
You do have beautiful hair.
Probably my smile.
My legs.
Maybe my lips.
I reckon I would say my face.
There you go.
You know, it's really...
Who went with the face? I love the confidence. That's got hair, ears, nose, mouth. It's got the works.
Tash went with the face.
I like it.
So, okay, but you hear like that audio, because obviously we haven't seen... This is the first time we're hearing
this. Yeah,
And you
we
hear
videoed
that,
it as well. We recorded
this
it.
Is like a really great exercise because... Like, you hear the smile in somebody's voice when they get an opportunity to actually say, this is what I like about myself.
Well, that's the thing. It actually, like, will make you focus on the positive things about yourself. You know what I mean? Especially the physical. And, like, since that night, I pretty much have asked every female that I've come across.
Why not male?
I feel like it kind of might make you awkward, but I thought what I'd do now is find out... Say, what is the one physical thing that you love about yourself?
See,
that video is on Instagram, by the way.
Yes. I understand you, but I honestly don't care about physical features on male or female.
This is why I didn't ask you the question.
No, but like I've got a very, very small bum crack.
No, what do you mean? Wait, and that's the thing that you love about yourself?
Well, M calls me small crack.
Small crack. Yeah, but is that the thing that you love about yourself?
No, I don't I love about myself. I have fun. Like I don't care about physical stuff.
Physically though, like you have lovely blue eyes.
I'm ice.
Yeah,
I love blue, blue eyes.
All right, Peppy.
Thanks,
what's
Pete.
The one thing that you
You're welcome,
love about yourself?
I like my teeth.
Gives like your
face.
Yeah, they're nice.
In particular, like the canine. Like I've got some good fang going there.
Yeah, you do too.
But I feel like I've always had good teeth.
Yeah, good face.
So, like, whenever I've, like, put on a fair bit of weight or felt really poor about my image or anything like that, I'll make my head go, the teeth are in check, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
If you do want to check out that video.
The fangs haven't put on any weight. We're good to go.
If you do want to check out that video, jump on Instagram, Heidi, Xavier and Pete. You will see, the girls in the office actually say the one thing, you know, physically that they love about themselves.
And do it for yourself at some point today as well.
100%.
Hit 92.9.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules for Chemist Warehouse. With the biggest range of fragrances at the lowest prices, Chemist Warehouse really is the real house of fragrances this Christmas.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete. 92.9.